Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Thank you, all the committee members here. Thank you. I'm really glad, first of all, to be back at Fossum for the second time. So thank you. And I'm from Chicago, by the way, and I'm also active community builder. I run the Chicago Java User School. I'm involved now with generative AI, a couple of meetups too. So that's me. And then today I'm going to talk about actually Yogabyte. And the reason also is because my company, Caliberty, is actually a consulting, small consulting firm that's based in the US in Ohio, state of Ohio, although I'm based in Chicago. So it's about 5 hours away. And I recently joined them. And I'm now called the Director of Emerging Technologies. Doesn't matter. I'm still doing the same thing. Yeah. So, but essentially, too, I started off as a developer. So I was a developer for over 25 years, and mostly Java, and then database, open source, all these things, and then getting into generative AI, becoming a developer advocate, and now kind of doing this for a consulting firm. So that's me. Okay, so today, too, I do want to point out this talk because of being very short, because otherwise, too, I would have some demo to show. But here, too, I just want to like talk a bit high level and also kind of making sense, too, for folks in the room. Maybe not everybody come in here already have the, you know, kind of knowledge in this area. I'm sure you're all experienced in your area. So I want to make it a bit more friendly, more like, you know, lowest common denominator thing. So bear with me if it is too much of an introductory or too high level. But yeah, so that's it. But I want to basically to talk a bit more from an architectural kind of point of view, and also like how, you know, why is it like we're in cloud native database, and essentially to what it serves, right? We're building all these fancy things. We're using all these fancy technology. But in order to make it useful, we have to understand what it is good for, all of these things, and how to do it properly. So essentially, too, I feel like, you know, cloud native database, and we are dealing actually with modern data management these days. As you know, right, like the world is changing. We're seeing that there are, you know, volumes of data is increasing everywhere, velocity, and also there are streaming applications that are data that's flowing everywhere. As we all know, data is in many states, too, right? It can be like data at rest, that's in the storage, and also like, you know, in transit during streaming or messaging, and also like being processed, right? As is, you extract data, you processing is kind of mid-flight, all of these things. So all of these too, we have to take into account how we manage them properly. And also too, as such, right? Even the world too, without computer, it's all these interactions. So we have to deal with, you know, database, you know, the whole user base, like being international, all distributed, dealing with different languages, all of these things. And essentially, too, a lot of these data, too, is being like stored in multiple regions as well. As we can see, we're all like doing, you know, global corporations. We have data that's being shared across the world, and they are being shared in different regions. And we want to make sure we want to reduce latency. We want to essentially make sure it's resilient. There's fault tolerance, scalability, all of these are modern concerns that we have to work with. So that's why we're talking in this room. We are kind of really trying to build the best databases in the world to handle all of these situations. Okay, so in this modern connected world, I think I already talked about it, most of it, but just drill down a little bit more too. It's basically, you know, other than, you know, real time, we have to deal with that, multi-region, dealing with different languages, but also, is essentially to these multiple regions too, and data as well. We want to kind of make sure it's complied to with different like data regulations. For example, like here in Europe, there's GDPR and things like that. So all the data needs to be really intelligently managed as well. So we have to worry about high availability and disaster recovery, all of these things. And essentially too, this actually probably like kind of, sorry, but I do have to say this is something too our marketing department gave it to me. So I have to kind of talk about some of these. Right? So we want to make sure, you know, speed and performance all within acceptable range. And then make sure, you know, there's data replication, data access across different regions for high availability and fault tolerance kind of purposes too. And also the workloads itself is massive, and also scalability, not just vertical, but also horizontal as well. And not only that too, we also have to manage the security aspect and make sure data is being protected as well. So, okay, so then, like, my company, too, as such, you know, we're consulting, and then we're looking into also helping our clients to develop their applications, and we look into different databases. So for multi-region support, we have determined that actually Yogabyte database is a very good choice. First of all, too, it supports low latency, and essentially, too, it knows how you can enable you to have data that's stored closer to the user, right, for faster application performance. So there's a, you have to also remember too, if we have multiple regions of data, you want to make sure whoever is using the data, you want to have it being available to them, closer to them, so then, you know, the latency won't be as high, all of these things. So Yogabyte has very good, like, built-in kind of feature capability to do that too. And also too, you know, storing data within specific regions, you also have to make sure, you know, these are sensitive data, you want to do compliance, all of these things, and essentially business continuity, and minimize the downtime and disruptions, and then also with automatic failover, all of these features too. And essentially too, you want to also make sure, you know, it enables, like, global growth, because it can, you know, help you to kind of expand your database footprint too, without major infrastructural changes too. Actually, I'd like to also ask you, how many of you are kind of more like coming from, or I should say, are you mostly developers here and working with database, or are you maybe like more from DevOps side too? Are there folks also from that side as well? Yeah, I think both. But as we find out too, these days, right, it's essentially, you know, we're developers too, we also have to manage the infrastructural side. So we feel Yogabyte database is really good. It's got open source. It can run it local, or you can also run it on the cloud. Supports Postgres Cassandra, and it's all 100% Postgres compliant. So it supports also multiple languages for the client interface too, and all of these things listed here are the major languages. And also too, essentially, if you cap theorem, if you're kind of getting into that, we know that it's actually, its partition tolerance is high. Consistency is also high because of the RAFT consensus protocol that Frank already talked about earlier. And availability too is kind of near perfect with this one. So, but one thing just really, really want to quickly kind of point out for architectural side of cloud native distributed database, we want to make sure resiliency, redundancy, multi-regional deployment, data replication, scalability, as I kind of also mentioned earlier, and infrastructure automation, all of these are very important too, and also the transparency. So just be prepared for the future of data. So kind of all of these kind of concerns that should be on your list of kind of importance to do when you're designing and building your data-centric application. Let's see. Okay, so these are just some, I know it's just so, it's such a short time. So these are just different links, you know, that are kind of provided to you, and these the slides will be available on this site, so you can look at it. And I want to particularly point out, if you want to kind of get your hands into the Yogabyte, I find this really helpful, this tutorial too. Actually, the thing is, I was going to do that, but it's essentially on Yogabyte website, so you can follow that too. It's kind of getting into geodistribution and the outages tolerance as well. So that's that. And also, I have my own stream that actually I do more hands-on if you want to follow me. That's on Twitch and also on YouTube too. And then this one I don't want to talk about, but if you want any consulting work done, you can come talk with me too. And this is how you can stay in touch with me. So thank you very much. I know it's kind of a whirlwind, but yeah, but just so you know, I'm here. I'm happy to help too. So thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.